Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you on this Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for taking us home with you today. We do appreciate that. Ready to do the top three trending stories now.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, March is the biggest month for celestial happenings in 2025, and it all takes place this week. March's full moon, called the Worm Moon, is set for Thursday and Friday night. Pensacola stargazers will get a chance to see March's lunar eclipse in all of its full glory. The Pensacola Planning Board's reviewing design concepts for a new Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel planned for Community Maritime Park. Tomorrow's 11 a.m. meeting sets the stage for developers to return in May with finalized plans for a second round of approvals. And this is very interesting. Escambia commissioners are considering options that could modernize the Bay Center and possibly expand it to include an event center. Last year's facilities assessment revealed the Bay Center needs millions of dollars in upgrades to remain relevant and competitive in attracting national, touring, and family events.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Governor Ron DeSantis appointing Nancy Swift. She's an accountant and realtor, also a Key West resident. She is being appointed to the board of the Lower Florida Keys Hospital District, and she joins reappointed members Mary Chambers and James Doc Muir.
Okay, the Trump administration is terminating its lease on the Florida headquarters of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Jacksonville. The move would result in savings of more than $4.3 million. The Army Corps is working with administrators and the administration, and also including the Army, to determine how best to move forward.
And lawmakers advancing a proposal to allow the Florida Farm Bureau to offer largely unregulated health coverage. The Senate Banking and Insurance Committee approved the bill, known as Senate Bill 480, with the House set to consider its own version, House Bill 497, tomorrow.
Okay, the Florida Senate's Committee on Children and Families has approved a measure aimed at fixing the child welfare system. The bill establishes a foster care program for children with complex mental health needs. The bill also requires the Florida Department of Children and Families to develop a new recruitment program for case managers and child protective investigators.
And Governor Ron DeSantis awarding $1.5 million to Winter Haven to extend rail access within the Central Florida Integrated Logistics Park. This project, funded by the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, is expected to help businesses expand and create 200 jobs.
Okay, here's an interesting story. Marvin Peavy of Santa Rosa Beach won a free speech lawsuit against Walton County. Back in 2021, he hung two large banners supporting President Trump from the balconies of his home located on 30A. County officials said the banners had to go. Peavy claimed the rule violated his right to free speech and refused to remove the banners, and also refused to pay the $50 a day fine for every day those banners remained on his home. Well, on Friday, a judge ruled Walton County was wrong and ordered officials to pay Peavy's $42,000 in legal fees and fines. Peavy still flying those Trump banners.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have much going on. Maybe some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at 66 degrees here, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 71, low of 51.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, stocks ending low amid fears of a recession. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks plunging on fears that a global trade war will hurt economic growth. This weekend, President Trump refused to rule out the U.S. entering into a recession this year, telling Fox News there will be a period of transition because what we are doing is very big. But in the meantime, his Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said there's going to be no recession in America. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors fell, with Tesla stock falling 15%. The Dow winners, Amgen, Johnson & Johnson, and Procter & Gamble. The biggest Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow falling 890 points, the Nasdaq lower by 728, S&P 500 down 156. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
617 News Radio 92.3. Markets continuing to plunge amid fears of a trade war as President Trump's tariffs plans unfold. Taylor Riggs has the latest details.
So hard on days like this to take a deep breath, but that is what I'm urging people to do. So first up, the Dow. We also have the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Really everything in sell-off mode. Part of this certainly is fundamental. We've been talking a lot about that big, nasty R-word recession out there. And some of this soft data, that's all of these consumer sentiment surveys, are certainly showing us that the consumer is not good, that the economic activity is soft. But what's interesting is we're in this purgatory period where we haven't really seen it show up yet in the hard data, the hard economic numbers that we're getting every day. We haven't seen it show up there.
And the House is trying to pass a spending bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the week. The bill would fund the federal government through the end of September, and a vote is expected on it tomorrow. Last week, President Trump said he was working with House Republicans on the bill and that it would give them some time to work on his agenda.
Well, a group of tech CEOs met with President Trump at the White House today ahead of mounting fears over how his proposed tariffs will impact the tech industry. Hillary Vaughn is at the White House this afternoon with the latest.
CEOs from HP, Intel, IBM, and Qualcomm all at the White House for a roundtable talk. Trump's tariffs have put the tech sector on edge, particularly those impacting China that could tangle supply chains and complicate production. And while Trump has pushed to increase production here, he's also threatened to roll back the CHIPS Act that provides taxpayer-funded incentives to ramp up U.S. chip production. Instead, Trump has managed to secure billions of dollars in new plants from chip makers using tariffs, not taxpayer cash, as the incentive for investment. The CHIPS Act that Congress passed ends up costing taxpayers about $185,000 for every job that it creates.
All righty, 618 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got a little bit more on the national theme with President Trump saying the arrest of a Palestinian university student is the first of many to come. Details on that and more coming up shortly right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Let's Go Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. It is 6:23, and it is a beautiful, turning out to be a very nice Monday evening. Thanks a lot for having us on today. Let's go ahead and dig into some of these stories that have interest this afternoon. We got a lot of them. This is a very interesting news day. ICE agents arresting Columbia graduate who spent months organizing protests against Israel's war in Gaza. Alexis McAdams, she's at Columbia University in NYC this afternoon with more.
He's behind bars in ICE custody out in Louisiana after ICE agents revoked his green card, revoked his visa, and said he was aligning with Hamas. Some video from him just last week spotted at a protest inside of the library at Barnard College. Khalil's been part of dozens of pro-Palestinian protests on this campus, demanding the school divest from Israel. His fellow protesters on campus sounding the alarm, posting a flyer saying Khalil was abducted. His lawyer says ICE agents revoked his green card and his student visa and took him away. The Trump administration said protesters better pay attention to this. NYPD is on high alert as Khalil is waiting to go in front of a judge for his immigration case.
And as mentioned before the break, Trump reacted to this whole situation in a True Social post. He said that there are more students across the country who have engaged in this kind of rhetoric and that the Trump administration will not tolerate it. He claimed many of the protesters are not students. Rather, they are agitators, that's the term. Trump warned his administration will find who he called terrorist sympathizers and deport them so they can never return again.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, 6:25 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Don't have too much going on from what I can see. Roads are looking pretty clear right now. As for the weather, sitting at around 66 degrees right now, low of 48 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny 71-degree day, or at least that's going to be the high. The low is going to be 51.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, Florida is one state that has just settled with a major vaping company. Jenny Casola has more.
We've secured a $79 million settlement with the e-cigarette company Juul.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says the vaping company has agreed to lock in the changes it already made in response to states challenging its marketing. Juul is no longer advertising to adolescents and children, and its products and logos will not appear in TV or movies. He says research indicates vaping can have negative impacts on adolescents and children.
Their cardiorespiratory function, learning, memory, and executive function.
Uthmeyer says the state will set up a vape-free future fund to protect kids. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And Senate Democrats pushing to reinstate veterans who were fired from the federal government without cause. Tech billionaire Elon Musk's mass firings with Doge have affected about 6,000 veterans, and veterans make up about 30% of the federal workforce, at least according to the office of New Jersey Democrat Andy Kim.
Okay, our Wallet Hub survey finds Florida has one of the lowest tax rates in the U.S. The state's effective total state and local tax rates on the median U.S. household, about 8.67%. Florida's also tied for the lowest income tax and lowest vehicle property tax. So if the only two certain things in life are death and taxes, it appears one of those misfortunes is a little more bearable in Florida.
Hey, always glass half full. And the Trump administration is in talks with four groups about a potential TikTok sale. There's less than a month until a ban on the social media app is set to go into effect. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One yesterday that there could be a deal soon, and the ban was initially set for January 19th after a large bipartisan majority in Congress passed a bill requiring its parent company to divest or face the ban.
Navarre Beach has been named one of the Coastal Living magazine's best places to live on the coast for 2025. Selected through an in-depth editorial process, Navarre Beach stood out as the Gulf's best-kept secret for its exceptional quality of life for year-round residents and visitors alike.
And a hacker group reportedly claiming responsibility for today's X outage. Multiple reports say that the group known as Dark Storm has said they're behind the issues suffered by the social media platform, formerly known as Twitter, earlier today. X owner Elon Musk confirmed what he called a massive cyber attack against X.
Okay, cyber criminals and your taxes. Jenny Casola has your Fox Business Tax Tip.
It's tax time, which means scammers are out in force trying to get your money. I'm Jenny Casola with your Fox Business Tax Tip after this.
From around the world to Washington to your own backyard, if a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Tax season is the prime time for phone, email, and text scams.
It's a threatening phone call. People get scared and they end up paying.
Adam Levin, author of Swiped and founder of Cyber Scout, says the IRS does not make threatening phone calls. If there's a dispute, you're notified by mail.
You read it. It tells you what the issue is. You have a right to challenge it. You can call them and talk to them about it.
And the IRS never demands immediate payment. Record the number and report it to the IRS. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
And Americans who get their electricity from Ontario, Canada, being hit with a surcharge. Ontario Premier Doug Ford announced a 25% increase today. 1.5 million people in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York currently get their electricity from there. Ford said if the U.S. escalates, then he will not hesitate to shut the electricity off completely.
Okay, Ringo and friends, light up the Ryman in Nashville. Michelle Polino has a preview.
A two-hour special titled Ringo and Friends at the Ryman airs on CBS, which sees the former Beatle Ringo Starr performing It Don't Come Easy, a song that he played back in 1971. And right before it, he called for peace. The event at the Ryman was hosted in support of the American Red Cross and Los Angeles residents impacted by the recent wildfires. Starr sings in the trailer for the event, "Please remember peace is how we make it." Starr, who released a country album in January, was joined on stage by several country music stars, including Rodney Crowell, Mickey Guyton, Jamie Johnson, The War and Treaty, as well as artists Jack White and Sheryl Crow. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, heading into the bottom of the hour here, just want to remind you, big environmental Friday night in Cantome. It was great. Big, a lot of crowd, over 850 people attended the Roy Hyatt Environmental Center Night of Nature. The free family event offered a chance to explore the wonders of the natural world after dark. Roy Hyatt Environmental Center, by the way, open since 1968.
Fox News, I'm Tom Bergotti. Recession fears and President Trump's tariffs led to another sell-off on Wall Street today. Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports.
The president's remarks sent stocks sliding Monday as recession concerns grew. It followed last week's Wall Street volatility after 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada were greenlit, then partially paused for another month. Ontario responded with a 25% surcharge on electricity exports.
The Dow was down 890 points, while the Nasdaq lost 728. A pro-Palestinian protest leader at Columbia University, who's also an immigrant, is under arrest. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
Mahmoud Halil, who's no longer marching around campus, he's now in federal custody, arrested by ICE this morning after they say he was in line with Hamas. President Trump posted on Truth Social today saying this is just the first arrest of many to come.
A judge has set a hearing for Wednesday. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Automakers Volkswagen and Stellantis are confirming their vehicles made in North America will not face President Trump's 25% tariffs, but automaker BMW says it will face levies. Vehicles and machinery are the European Union's biggest exports to the U.S. Back in 2023, the EU had a $110 billion trade surplus with the U.S., accounting for more than 40% of its exports to America, according to CNBC. Consumers' outlook for inflation didn't change much in February, despite widespread tariff worries and growing fears about making ends meet. According to a New York Federal Reserve survey, median inflation expectations rose slightly for the year, up to 3.1%. On Wall Street, stocks were significantly lower today, with the Dow losing nearly 900 points and the Nasdaq down more than 725. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. This is what Myles Garrett told me back in early February when he initially requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns.
This is all about football. It's not about money or attaining another contract. I just want to play meaningful football at the end of the year, be playing into January and into February, and having that feeling of holding that trophy.
Ultimately, Myles was all about the money, which is fine, but he should have never expected to win that Lombardi while in Cleveland. I'm Zach Gelb.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? Got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Empower.
Nick bought a new guitar, a 62 American Classic Electric. Does he know how to play? No. But Nick's Empower investment account has performed well. He got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Empower. Invest well. Live a little. Start today at empower.com.
Past performance is not indicative of future returns. Investing involves risk. You may lose money. Advisory services are provided for a fee by Empower Advisory Group, LLC, EAG, a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This is a really, really, really good guitar solo.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Escambia County Commission's discussion of the future of the Bay Center and exactly what kind of facility makes the most sense. The Department of Defense is in the process of scrubbing and cleansing the Facebook pages for its operational units. Is this a good thing? And a noise complaint over loud music between two neighbors in Santa Rosa County reaches a crisis point. How can they resolve it? Listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
6:37, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Ready to do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
An investigation continues into a suspected case of employee grand theft. Town of Century reporting that alleged employee theft took place between July 24, February 25, with over $10,000 missing from bank deposits. Escambia deputies are beginning to subpoena bank records. ECSO has multiple people of interest in that case. Escambia County gave the green light to AMR Pensacola for funding to buy the former Henry T. McMillan School. The plans are to provide 53 affordable housing units for low to very low income people ages 50 to 60. Escambia commissioners agreed to award AMR $2,536,000. And 53-year-old Kip Walker of Gulf Breeze, and now just adding today, Thomas Cornelison of Pace, were arrested for their alleged role in polluting Mulot Bayou in Santa Rosa County. Both are facing charges of environmental crimes from the Department of Environmental Protection. In December, the county fined developers on Damon Drive and Furlong Drive in Avalon Beach for illicit discharge and failure to maintain erosion control.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Authorities in Texas say they will not press charges after Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy was arrested on an assault charge. Jail records for the Williamson County Sheriff's Office show Worthy was arrested Friday night for assault against a family or household member. Attorneys for the second-year star say that the charges stemmed from what they call a baseless allegation by a woman with whom Worthy was having a relationship.
6:38, News Radio 92.3, the NFL ready in place, already seeing some big trades and resignings ahead of free agency. Timmy Master has more on the story.
On the eve of NFL free agency, the Bills and quarterback Josh Allen agreed on a six-year, $330 million deal, $250 million of that guaranteed, the most ever given to an NFL player. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett, now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history, agreeing on a four-year extension averaging $40 million per year, including $123.5 million in guaranteed dollars. Garrett had demanded a trade earlier this offseason. The Steelers acquired DK Metcalf from the Seahawks for a second-round pick and will sign the receiver to a five-year, $150 million extension. And Christopher Bell won his third straight NASCAR Cup race in Phoenix. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And talking about Christopher Bell, he's on a winning streak, three in a row. Tim McMaster comes back for more.
Something special is happening with Christopher Bell to start the NASCAR Cup season.
Keep an eye on Larson.
Off turn four, Bell edges ahead and wins three in a row.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Courtesy Fox, after back-to-back wins in Atlanta and Austin, Bell did it again in Phoenix Sunday, this time holding off teammate Denny Hamlin on the final restart with two laps to go. Kyle Larson also made a late run but settled for third. Bell will look to make it four straight next week in Las Vegas. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And building off of what Tim just said a moment ago regarding free agency, some of the bigger moves we've seen over the past couple days, actually all of these I think are from today. Fields, Justin Fields that is, going to the Jets, so that's a quarterback acquisition for them.
Wow.
Much needed. Sam Darnold, after his great year with the Vikings, he's going to Seattle. The Eagles are trading backup quarterback Kenny Pickett to Cleveland, and the Commanders making a trade for offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil.
Okay, the Ice Flyers returning to home ice on Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City, puck dropping 7:05 both of those evenings in the Bay Center. Now, Pensacola faces Birmingham on the road. This will happen Thursday evening before they head back home.
And over in the NBA, another ticket to the playoffs can be punched tonight. The Oklahoma City Thunder can become the first Western Conference team to clinch their spot with a win over the Denver Nuggets. They can also secure their spot with a loss from Golden State. The Thunder would be second to the Cavaliers in regards to being the first team to clinch a playoff spot. The Cavs did so last week, and the NBA postseason begins with the play-in tournament on April 15th.
Yeah, price of gas looking pretty good out there. The average price of regular unleaded in Pensacola, $2.55, $2.67 in Cantonment, and the low of $2.60 was available in Gulf Breeze. Washington, D.C. is removing the homeless encampment spread throughout that city. Griff Jenkins is at a homeless encampment site in Washington this afternoon with details.
This one sits between the Watergate building and Kennedy Center and Georgetown, and it's slated to be cleared out on Wednesday. Now, this follows video Friday of D.C. work crews clearing tents and debris near the State Department, and after Trump called on Mayor Muriel Bowser to take action, saying this in a social post, "We have notified the mayor of Washington, D.C. that she must clean up all of the unsightly homeless encampments in the city." But Bowser says they were already doing it. And to that point, the city had already posted a schedule of clearings in February and March.
Okay, clouds moving out of the area, drying up, looking pretty nice this afternoon. One thing to be aware of, red flags are flying along Pensacola Beach. Be sure and swim with usual caution. Austin all over this one coming up in just a second with the local forecast. Spring is coming early for millions of Americans. Senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in the Fox Weather Forecast.
A quiet start to the work week with a widespread warm-up for many cities that have been into a deep freeze for months. Parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains will break records with temperatures 20 to 40 degrees above average. Lingering showers and some thunderstorms are popping up across the southeast in Florida today, and persistent dry, breezy conditions across the plains will bring the fire danger up for much of the work week. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, a U.S. flag oil tanker is on fire at this very minute after colliding with a cargo ship. Jonathan Savage has more on the report from London.
The oil tanker Stena Immaculate was sailing under a United States flag off England's eastern coast. It collided with a Portuguese-flagged container ship named Solong. Both ships appear to be on fire, with images showing huge clouds of black smoke. Rescue workers say several people have abandoned the vessels. Search and rescue teams have been deployed. The area of the North Sea where the collision took place is a busy shipping route, with multiple vessels in the area. The Stena Immaculate, operated by an American firm named Crowley, was at anchor, having recently sailed from Greece. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Senator Rick Scott has reintroduced the Falun Gong Protection Act to impose sanctions on forced organ harvesting, particularly against Falun Gong practitioners. It requires reporting on the Chinese Communist Party's organ policies and bans U.S. collaboration with the CCP. Key supporters include Senators Ted Cruz and others, with Congressman Scott Perry leading the House version.
Okay, 6:44. You know, you look outside and you go, oh my gosh. Daylight savings time did kick in.
Yeah, it's hard to... even if I didn't know the official dates, I'd be able to tell.
You know, it's Austin and I were sitting here looking. He said, what's different here? We looked out the window and went, it's still light outside. And we're very much appreciative of that. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a merger in the home buying business. Jenny Casala has more.
Financial technology business Rocket Companies is buying online realtor Redfin, the online marketplace for real estate transactions. It will pay $1.8 billion. Redfin, founded in 2004, was a pioneer in offering users access to real estate agents and displaying homes for sale on an interactive map. Rocket says the merger will make it easier for home buyers to find and purchase real estate on their mobile devices. The goal is for you to be able to find out what you can afford, which homes are right for you, schedule a tour with a Redfin agent, and get pre-qualified for a loan in a matter of minutes. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. It's pretty smooth sailing this evening. And we were talking earlier this afternoon about how, you know, one of the advantages of having the sun out longer during busier traffic hours is that you can see, and that's logically going to help with safety. So thank you for being safe out there. As for the weather, it's 66 degrees, low of 48 tonight. As for tomorrow, it's going to be a sunny day, high of 71, with tomorrow's low being 51.
Here's today's business news.
It's a beauty of a day out there. Justice Department is now investigating soaring egg prices, with one reported focus on whether egg producers are conspiring to restrict supplies in order to keep those prices high. Madison Allworth has more from NYC.
We've been dealing with the bird flu since 2022, but the reality is prices recently have really skyrocketed. Back in December, a dozen eggs was going to cost you around $4. Then you look at the latest total, and it's about $7 for a dozen of eggs. That's why we've seen such an increase in prices, and that's why the Department of Justice says they're opening this investigation. They're looking into whether major producers are violating antitrust laws by sharing information about supply and pricing, supply being the number of eggs. When a flock is introduced to the bird flu, they have to kill the entire flock. The U.S. government looking into an investigation, also in talks with Turkey to import more eggs, but you would need a billion eggs to make a difference.
And Senator Rick Scott says Americans are tired of reckless and wasteful spending. Hit the nail on the head there. He was on CNN yesterday to talk about Elon Musk and Doge. And he says Musk is looking at every program and giving department heads the information they need to make cuts. He also said he believed that the budget can be balanced without cutting benefits such as Medicare and Social Security.
Okay, expected an economic impact study about the future of property taxes here in Florida. Lawmakers have proposed a series of measures that would ask voters in 2026 to expand the homestead property tax exemption. Most lawmakers say a final proposal just will not happen this year.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will host a virtual public meeting this week. Want to give you another reminder on that. They want to hear your thoughts and their comments about potential options for regulated black bear hunting in the state of Florida. The meeting has been scheduled for March 13th. That's just in a few days, and that's going to be beginning at 5 p.m.
Okay, don't forget, SunPass scams are real. You think about writing these things off. Let me just remind you, you are asked to, if you're asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment, don't even think about doing it. The payment goes to scammers. A fake message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov.
All righty. And hospitals ready for a significant increase in heart attack related visits today after most Americans moved the clocks forward for daylight savings time. Although the exact reason isn't clear, experts think the lost hour of sleep plays a big role, disrupting the body's natural rhythm.
I can agree with that one. You need that.
Like it's a jarring change.
Yeah, you need that sleep, I tell you. DST started Sunday, of course it did. And two of Florida's senators, Ashley Moody and Rick Scott, pushing for it to be year round. They announced the Bipartisan Sunshine Protection Act. This is to officially lock the clock and end the twice-yearly time change and make daylight savings time the national year-round standard.
Okay. And Health Secretary RFK Jr. speaking out about the measles outbreak in Texas, and he suggested that vitamin A can, using his words, dramatically reduce deaths. Doctors are afraid that some parents might take this as meaning the supplement is the same as the vaccine. Dr. Sapna Singh at Texas Children's Hospital says there is not a single study that suggests vitamins can prevent infections, and there are nearly 200 measles cases in Texas.
648 News Radio 92.3. It was described as an anti-Semitic terror plot, but now revealed to be a hoax. Jonathan Savage has more.
When Australian police discovered a huge cache of explosives in a trailer park home with a list of Jewish targets, they called it a potential mass casualty event. They now admit they knew almost immediately that things weren't what they seemed.
The caravan was never going to cause a mass casualty event, but instead was concocted by criminals who wanted to cause fear for personal benefit.
Deputy Commissioner Chrissy Barrett, officers say they withheld the truth out of an abundance of caution as they continued to receive tip-offs about other terror plots also believed fabricated. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And Elon Musk says Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is a traitor after Kelly visited Ukraine. The Democrat posted photos of his visit on X on Sunday. Musk, the tech billionaire who owns X, replied to the thread, and Kelly, a former Navy pilot and astronaut, responded to Musk saying, quote, "If you don't understand that defending freedom is a basic tenet of what makes America great and keeps us safe, maybe you should leave it to those of us who do."
6:50, 10 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Heavy weather today for the southeast, and hotter days ahead will lead to stormy conditions elsewhere. Andy Kotz has the details.
Severe weather making headlines today across the southeast, especially in Florida, where a confirmed tornado touched down near Orlando early this morning. Still a risk of some severe storms across the Sunshine State as we move into the afternoon hours. Across most of the rest of the eastern and central United States, high temperatures are the big story over the next few days, where temperatures will range from the 60s to the 70s, in some cases pushing 80 degrees all the way through the middle of the week. Record-breaking highs are expected. Looking ahead in the central United States and the southeast, that heat will ultimately fuel some severe weather, first on around in midweek, and again by the time we head into the weekend. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break when we return. Got a couple health and pop culture notes for you as we ease you into this Monday night right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Find out how Wednesday at 9 as Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's Wednesday at 9 with Armada Advisors on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
6:53, News Radio 92.3. It is March the 10th, which looks a whole lot like the name Mario. And Nintendo and gamers have maneuvered the day for their own. Eamon Digman explains in this segment of what's going on.
Every March 10th, we celebrate everybody's favorite plumber, carpenter, racer, and doctor. Mario. The mascot of Nintendo, first making his appearance as Jumpman, trying to save his girlfriend Pauline from his former pet ape, Donkey Kong. To celebrate, Nintendo is offering sales on many games featuring the hero of the Mushroom Kingdom, a sweepstakes for a chance to go to the new Super Nintendo World in Orlando, and a worldwide Mario Kart 8 race for points, which can be used for prizes at GameStop and Best Buy nationwide, or the Nintendo Store in New York. Finally, keep your eyes on the skies for the Cloudtop Cruiser, a JetBlue Airbus A320 restyled with Mario and many of the side characters from the games. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
One final check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there this evening, and I'm sure the sun being out does help. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 66 degrees. That will creep down tonight, though, with tonight's low being 48. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Tuesday. High of 71, low of 51.
Okay, more automakers pivot to American-made cars amid President Trump's tariffs fight. Jeff Manasso has more.
After reports that Honda will produce the next Civic in Indiana and not Mexico, Stellantis announcing that it's also going to build more cars here, that it supports President Trump's determination to enable the American automotive sector to thrive. Ford and General Motors have also been busy shifting production and parts to the U.S. to help mitigate higher costs. The Big Three asked and received a one-month exemption for a 25% tariff of imports from Mexico and Canada. Meantime, the United Auto Workers Union, which did not endorse President Trump, is now praising his tariff strategy and defending the president from criticism that his tariffs will upend the economy. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And keeping with the health, business, and science theme here, firefighters may see an elevated risk for developing brain cancer due to exposure to certain chemicals. A recent report from the American Cancer Society studied a set of patients who had gliomas. Those are cancer-causing gene mutations linked to toxic exposures. It found the gene mutation was seen more with firefighters and individuals in any other profession.
Okay, tonight, and don't forget about it, it's Powerball, $335 million, $157.3 million. That is your cash option. Heading out the door, they do the drawing, 10 o'clock. I always say play wisely, and good luck to you. Canada is imposing new tariffs on the U.S. in response to President Trump. Ryan Schmelz has the latest.
Ontario's 25% increase in tariff electricity exports could impact 1.5 million Americans, especially in states like Minnesota, New York, and Michigan, where Ontario provides electricity. It comes as President Trump continues a back and forth with Canada on tariffs. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he won't hesitate to increase the charge if the trade war with the U.S. escalates. President Trump recently postponed a 25% tariff on goods from Canada for a month and has argued the tariffs are a good way to negotiate better trade deals and raise revenue. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
You know, there was a time where I kind of felt sorry for Netflix. I kind of thought they were going to be a bit struggling trying to keep up with these conglomerates, but they have been firing off recently with the sports scene and all that.
Yeah, that's because everybody can't use the passwords anymore.
Yeah, and now three Kill Tony specials are coming to Netflix. Comedian Tony Hinchcliffe's live comedy show will see the specials launch on the platform starting April 7th, and they will highlight a mix of both established and aspiring comedians, with Hinchcliffe and his panel giving their feedback.
Okay, sad story here. FHP arrested 33-year-old Leslie Highstreet Apace for DUI manslaughter. High Street was driving Thursday on Woodbine Road. This was near Oak Tree Lane when witnesses say he collided head-on with a sedan. An unidentified 22-year-old man was pronounced dead on the scene by EMS.
Yes, as you said, just terrible news there. And the new L.A. DA wants the Menendez brothers to remain locked up until they come clean once and for all. Nathan Hochman has opposed a new trial for Lyle and Eric Menendez for the 1989 killing of their parents. Today, Hochman said that he won't oppose a resentencing hearing, but he does oppose their release unless they come clean. That means the brothers could get life with parole for the murders and be freed soon, unless Hochman successfully argues before a judge to keep them locked up.
I know earlier in the hour you were talking about RFK Jr. I got a follow-up story here. Today, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. Met with food industry leaders for the very first time. Fox Business's Grady Trimble has the details.
So who is he meeting with? We expect leaders from General Mills and Pepsi to be in the building. The Consumer Brands Association, as we understand it, is the organization that's been pushing for these meetings. They'll also be here today. That group represents some of the biggest players in the food industry, including Kraft Heinz, Mondelez, Hormel, Coca-Cola, and many, many others. We do know that RFK has been clear that U.S. food companies need to simplify the ingredients of processed foods to get more on par with countries like Canada and the European countries. And he says that they need to be more transparent about what is going into those processed foods.
Alrighty, and the iHeart Podcast Awards will honor some of the most popular podcasts tonight. The show honors podcasts and creators across all genres, including comedy, crime, news, pop culture, you name it. The ceremony will take place at the Moody Theater in Austin, Texas, and it will be streamed live on iHeartRadio's YouTube channel at 10 p.m.
Okay, Representative Byron Donalds leads two other Florida Republicans running for governor. Fabrizio Lee and Associates polled likely Republican primary voters in Florida, found 34% of respondents prefer Donalds, while 30% like First Lady Casey DeSantis.
An impasse.
Yeah, right. The 2026 primary election is August 18th, and the general election is on November 3rd. Austin and I will see you again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.